From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, this is Alan Cairns with you as we continue to Let the Bible Speak in Romans chapter 12. It's good to have you listening. I trust you'll be able to stay with us for the rest of this 30-minute segment as we look again at this great portion of God's Word. We're considering what is a very essential and practical subject for every Bible-believing Christian. It is how to live in response to the gospel among an ungodly bunch of sinners. Now, we're all called to live in an evil world. Sinners are sinners. Sometimes they can be very ugly to us. And we're called to yield ourselves to God as a savor of Christ to sinners. We're going to be looking at that in Romans 12 in just a few minutes. So, as I say, do stay with us. First, however, we have our daily devotional Bible study for today, How to Be Wise, from James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. You should pay attention to this verse. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It's one that I plead week after week after week. I've done so for years through my ministry. How am I to know the wisdom of God? I ask the Lord again and again, save me from sermons and give me a message. How am I to know the wisdom of God, to know the message of God? Every time I counsel people in times of great distress or trouble or need, I listen, and as I listen, I pray. There are certain promises that I plead before the Lord, and this is one of them. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. This is a message from God for every one of us. You see, in Scripture, wisdom is the queen of virtues. In some places, it's just another word for the entirety of revealed religion. In others, it carries the idea of living according to the knowledge of God and of His truth. In yet other places, it's a personal title of the Lord Jesus Christ, as in Proverbs 8 or 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24. In whatever way we understand the word wisdom, we must confess that we all lack it. Do we not yearn to grasp more fully the wonderful self-revelation of God in Scripture? Do we not constantly desire to enter ever more fully into the mighty truths of the Word and be able to live our lives constantly in the light of them? And do we not all who are saved daily cry for more of Christ? Can we ever know enough about Him and His atoning sacrifice for us at Calvary? No, we confess we lack this wisdom, and we yearn to have it in a fuller measure. There's only one way to obtain this true wisdom. We can't learn it from others. They may teach us facts, but only God can teach us wisdom. To obtain wisdom, therefore, we need to ask of God. It's on our knees that we will grasp and be gripped by God's truth. It's in prayer that we will have our souls overwhelmed with the knowledge of God and with the glory of Christ. It is as we ask for wisdom that we will learn to live by faith, so that what we believe will dictate how we behave. So let us ask in the assurance that our God, who has done so much to make Himself known to us, will fully answer our prayer. We have no excuse. Why should we live like fools when the wisdom of God is ours for the asking? And our thought for the day comes from Jeremy Taylor. The sublimity of wisdom is to do those things living which are to be desired when dying.
Oh, for
It's coming very near to Christmas, and soon after that, the end of this year and the beginning of another. We'd like to mark all of those occasions by offering to you, our listeners, our special Let the Bible Speak 2007 color calendar. Now, we want you to have it because we think you'll enjoy having it. It carries a series of beautiful pictures of Ireland. And I know that wherever I go in the world, people talk about the beauty of Ireland and how much they would love to see it. Well, we'll let you see it at least on the calendar. We think you'll enjoy it. But beyond that, we want you to use it, to be blessed by the scripture text that it sets before you, and then especially to use it to remember this ministry in prayer, because every time you look at it, you will be reminded of Let the Bible Speak and how it seeks to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ to many millions of people around the world. We invite your prayer support. If you'd like to have your copy of the 2007 color calendar from Let the Bible Speak, we invite you to write or email or call. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you want to email us, our emailing address is ltbs@freepres.org. And if you'd like to call us toll free, our telephone number is 1-866-877-LTBS. 1-866-877-5827. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to send you this lovely color calendar that will keep you, I trust, praying for us throughout 2007.
My Lord has garments so wondrous fine and mother's extra fields. His fragrance reached to this heart of mine. With joy my being thrills. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe, only his great eternal love made my Savior go. In garments glorious he will come to open wide the door, and I shall enter my heavenly home to dwell forevermore. Out of the
as I said at the top of the broadcast, this week we have been looking at how a Christian is to respond to the gospel by yielding himself to God to live as a savor of Christ among sinners. Verses 14 through 21 of Romans chapter 12 deals with this great theme. We have seen that we must deal with our enemies as Christ did with his. We have seen from verse 15 that we must not cut ourselves off from the lives and the needs of the people around us. And we have seen from verse 16 that we must remember that the best testimony that Christians can show to the world is their harmony and their humility. Now we proceed to verse 17, which says, "Recompense to no man evil for evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men." The teaching here is that we must not allow the evil that we encounter to breed evil in us, but rather to make us give great forethought to showing the world what is good and beautiful and noble. I pointed out at the beginning of this week that the overriding theme of the passage is given in verse 21, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." And here is a classic example. You see, you're either going to have an effect on the evil that's around about you, or the evil that's round about you is going to have an effect on you. And we are told you are not to let it overcome you. Now let's look a little more carefully at this 17th verse. "Recompense to no man evil for evil." The truth is that you're going to have evil things done to you. If you're a Christian, you're going to suffer sometime, someplace, at somebody's hands. Everybody does. But this is going to happen to you particularly because you're a Christian. The Lord Jesus has warned us it's going to happen. As I read earlier this week, Peter said, "Hereunto were you called." There's no getting around it. All that live godly in this world will suffer persecution. There's no way around that. Now, when people do evil to you, the Bible says you do not recompense those people with evil for evil. You don't repay evil by giving back evil. You don't fight fire with fire. That's very, very plain. It's easily read. It's easily said. It comes very difficult to us who are living in the flesh. We're still in the body, and there is that within us which would want to repay in the same coin in which we have been paid. But that's not how a Christian's supposed to live. In other words, you're to let your reaction be governed by the gospel. Put that rather differently, but perhaps more simply. You're to let your reaction be governed not by what people have paid you, what people have done to you, but by what the Lord has done to you. React to men according to how God has dealt with you, not according to how men have dealt with you. So don't recompense evil for evil. You're going to encounter this evil, but rather than letting it breed evil in you, let it rather lead you to show the world how a Christian believes the gospel and how he lives according to the gospel. Now that means you will provide things honest in the sight of all men. You will show what is good, what is beautiful, and what is noble. That's what the world needs to see. Now verse 18. "If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men." What Paul is teaching here is that we must not allow ourselves to forget our primary calling. We must be ambassadors of God's peace. We must be ambassadors of God's peace. Paul said to the Corinthians, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." There's no way that Paul would ever want to have been anything else but an ambassador for Christ. And there's no way that a Christian should ever want to be anything but the Lord's ambassador. But an ambassador for Christ is an ambassador of peace. Listen to it again. "If it's possible, live as much as lies within you, live peaceably with all men." Now let me break this down into a few separate strands. First of all, we must live our lives in the peace of God. You will not live at peace with others, whether it's in your home, in your business, or generally in your walk through the world. You'll not live at peace with others until you're living in the peace of God. Now, that peace of God comes, first of all, from being at peace with God. That's reconciliation as the result of justification. You're saved, you are at peace with God. The old enmity has been destroyed. You are now no longer an alien and an enemy, but you're reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Because you have peace with God, you should live in the peace of God. That is the great serenity, the great calm that the Lord gives to the soul, the rest that He brings to the heart in the knowledge that He has saved you and that He is keeping you, living in the peace of God. You remember how Philippians chapter 4 puts this, be anxious or careful, full of care for nothing, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God will stand guard over your heart. It will stand like a divine sentinel at the gate of your mind. The peace of God will keep you in heart and in mind. Live in the peace of God. Now, it is a good testimony when a Christian is facing trying circumstances to be able to live in the peace of the gospel. I have a very dear friend who suffered a terrible bereavement. It came suddenly, unexpectedly, and with devastating swiftness and power, it wrought havoc in the heart. And yet, while her husband's corpse still lay awaiting for the mortician to remove it, through her tears she said, the Lord has given, the Lord has taken, and I must trust in Him. He knows what He has done, and it is for our good, and it is for His glory. And when people were telling her, you know, in a while this is going to hit you, as if it hadn't already hit her. In a while this is going to hit you, in a while you're going to feel the weight of this. In a while you're going to have to face reality. In a while you're going to break up. In a while you're, well, they were just prophesying doom. Her answer was simple. No, I am facing reality, but I'm a Christian. The Lord is in control, and I'm trusting Him to see me through, to give me His peace. And He did, and He continues to do, live in the peace of God. Christians don't need to live their lives in turmoil. They don't need to live their lives in a constant frenzy. After all, as my associate minister David Braham often says, we know the end of the story. We know the end of the story. What's happening today may be perplexing. What's happening today may, to the flesh, be frustrating. But it's a call to exercise our faith in the One who has all things under His control. We know the end of the story, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to His purpose. So let us live in the peace of God, for nothing can separate us from His love. Now, if we have the peace of God standing sentinel at the gateway of our heart and soul, then we should seek to live at peace with men. And when you are living in the peace of God, you'll be amazed and how much simpler it is to live in a spirit of peace with men. You know, Christians are called to contend earnestly for the faith, but they're not to be contentious. Christians are to stand up for Jesus. They are to be willing to battle the world and the flesh and the devil. But Christians are not supposed to be bitter, ugly people. You're living in harmony with the God of heaven. If you're a Christian, you're living in the fellowship of the King of Kings. You have access to the throne room of God. You have the promises of God to support you and sustain you. Should such a one not be able to overcome the common bitterness and petty-mindedness of the ungodly? Christians should seek to live at peace with men. Don't be looking for a fight everywhere you go. As a Christian, let the gospel dictate your response to your neighbors, your response to your workmates. Let the gospel do that. Seek as much as lies within you to live peaceably with those men. And then you'll be in a position to seek to lead those men to be at peace with God. And shouldn't that be the great aim as we live among the ungodly? There's a crowd of people who call themselves Bible believers that run around the funerals of military people and even wanted to go to the funeral of the little girl who was so brutally murdered in the Amish school, little girls, should I say, who were so brutally murdered in the Amish school in Pennsylvania, to shout hallelujah because they're in hell. Now, first of all, they wouldn't know who's in hell. But secondly, when I look at the Lord Jesus and I see him weeping over Jerusalem, that was the city that was going to put him to death. And when he thought of Jerusalem perishing, he wept. Christians don't dance a dance of glee at the thought of sinners perishing in hell. Jesus sent us into the world to make disciples of all men, to preach the gospel to these people, to see the world brought to Christ. Men and women, if you're saved, you're an ambassador of God's peace. You should want to seek to see people saved. If you're living in the peace of God, you know the way whereby man may be at peace with God, then don't allow your own fleshly or carnal bitterness to get in the way of your being an ambassador. Let the gospel always be uppermost in your mind and seek to give it out. Give out a gospel tract, give out a word of kindness, a word of help, a word of gospel. Point the lost to Christ. And you'll find there's no greater joy in this world than to be an ambassador of God's peace and a winner of precious souls for Christ. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com.
www.thefreepresbyterianchurch.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.